Maybe you've heard the old joke that some women used to go to college to get their MRS degree, that is, a husband. In sheer economic terms, marriage was long the best way for a woman to get ahead economically, but now it seems that joke may be out of date. A study by the Pew Research Center finds there's been a role reversal when it comes to men, women, and the economics of marriage. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The study compares marriages in 2007 to those in 1970. Remember attitudes about women's work back then? Well, here's that decade's leading armchair pundit, Archie Bunker, when his wife Edith decides to job hunt.
I'm just saying that somebody better bring some money in this house, and soon!
Well, somebody will, but that somebody will be wearing pants, not panties.
No wonder most wives didn't work. They'd only recently won the right not to be fired when they got married, and even a woman with a college degree likely made less than a man with a high school diploma. Richard Fry is with the Pew Research Center.
When you think about, from a guy's perspective, marriage wasn't such a great deal. You know, it raised household size, but it didn't bring in a lot more income.
Today, many more women work in a greater variety of jobs, and their median wages have risen far more than men's. On top of this, for the first time ever among those 44 and under, more women than men have college degrees. The Pew Center's Devera Cohn says it's all turned the marriage market on its head.
We found that increasingly women are more likely to marry husbands who have lower education levels than they do, and lower income levels than they do. And the reverse is true for men.
Men like Derek Monig, whose wife makes about double what he does.
Well, she gets called a sugar mama quite often.
Monig and his wife are in their early 40s and work in the same telecommunications firm in Denver. She's two levels up the management chain. He says he would have been too intimidated to ask her out, but a colleague set them up. 6 years into marriage, Monig says he's fine with the income disparity. In fact, three of his wife's brothers are in the same position.
And it's kind of a joke. You know, we laugh about it when we get together, and it's kind of nice to be supported, you know?
Still, pop culture can seem stuck in the 70s. Take the recently released movie Up in the Air, where female lead Vera Farmiga describes the ideal mate.
Oh, please, let him earn more money than I do. You might not understand that now, but believe me, you will one day. Otherwise, that's a recipe for disaster.
I think this is really an example of an outdated idea.
Stephanie Kuntz is the author of Marriage, A History. She says in a poll in 1967, two-thirds of women said they'd consider marrying a man they did not love if he had really good earnings potential.
Now women have a completely different point of view. They say overwhelmingly, 87% say it's more important to have a man who can communicate well, who can be intimate, and who will share the housework than it is to have someone who earns more money than you do.
But even some housework-sharing husbands are having trouble with this new economic order.
The tension really surrounds this notion of, I'm the man, so I should be providing.
Steve Holmes is a freelance photographer in Northern California and makes far less than his wife at IBM. Holmes says he often finds himself holding back in discussions about spending money.
Because I have this guilt that I feel like I am not an equal partner, so I will let her make the decision even though I might have had a different opinion.
In Fort Lauderdale, Shelley Murray used to rely on her husband's income and, frankly, had no problem dipping into their joint account. But it's not the same for her husband now that she's a lawyer and the tables are turned.
When there's some kind of a stress in the relationship, even something peripheral that has nothing to do with money, that will come up in the conversation.
Marriage expert Stephanie Kuntz says no one should exaggerate women's new economic prowess. They still make 77 cents to a man's dollar, and their earnings can lag over time since women are more likely to cut back to care for children. But this, too, is shifting. In Denver, Derek Monig and his wife have started talking about having kids.
Making less, I would be the one to stay at home. We've already decided that.
Monig says his wife would love to stay home with the child, but financially speaking, that just wouldn't make sense. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.